Okay, 10 minutes past 7, we have Mohammed Dessa on the line. Mohammed, jazakumullah for your time once again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mohammed, the story has received quite a bit of coverage on social media, but for those who may not have been following Twitter or Facebook or other social media last night, in essence, what happened at Virgin Active yesterday?
Well, I've been going to the gym for the last 2 years, wearing various of my t-shirts when I do go. It obviously causes some people to be uncomfortable, but also causes some people to be comfortable. Yesterday, I got a call from the branch manager saying that I shouldn't be wearing the t-shirt anymore in the best interest of my own safety. I explained to him that I find myself quite safe, actually, and that I will proceed to be at the gym later on this evening. I then got a call from the regional manager saying that if I have to try to enter any one of the Virgin Active clubs wearing a BDS t-shirt, that I will immediately be removed and that my membership will be suspended. When I got to the gym later on that evening, because my logic was quite simple, I hadn't received anything in writing barring me access, and I'm still a paid-up member within my full rights to be at that gym, I wasn't wearing a t-shirt that is violent or hate speech or anything of that nature. So I proceeded to the gym. I started engaging with the manager. That obviously drew the attention of some of the gym goers. But what was very concerning is that some of the gym goers, who were obviously Israeli supporters, started saying that they had been assured by the highest levels of the company that these t-shirts won't be allowed in their gyms anymore. This made me very suspicious, so I insisted that unless I get given something in writing to be removed, that I'm going to continue with being at the gym. That's when the gym decided to bring the police to remove me physically and with force from the gym because of the t-shirt that I was wearing. The police got to the scene. They insisted that they couldn't possibly arrest me for wearing the wrong t-shirt. There was nothing wrong with my behavior. And that if anybody were to try to assault me, they can happily arrest that person for assault. But they can't arrest me for wearing a t-shirt. This is when the gym management, in conversation with the regional management and apparently with the MD of the company, told me in no unclear terms, and we do have this on record, that I'm not allowed, the company has policies against these sorts of t-shirts. What is clearly at stake here, though, is the Israeli lobby pressuring companies, universities, and all spaces trying to suppress any sort of expression on the Palestinian solidarity movement. And what is encouraging is people coming out on social media insisting that they're going to be unapologetically in support of the Palestinian people, no matter what intimidation may come by from the Israeli supporters. We can't let them win.
Now, Mohammed, the manager of the Virgin Active in Houghton, where all of this took place, is he Howard Page?
Howard Page is one of the gym goers who behaved as if he was the manager of this gym.
Because I'm looking at his timeline at the moment, and the anti-Muslim sentiment there is shocking. He's got a picture there of Winston Churchill saying very derogatory things about Muslims. Do you perhaps feel that he may have instigated this, Howard Page?
It would seem as if there was an instigation by Israeli supporters at that gym, or possibly even at more gyms. But it definitely seems as if Howard Page had been given a commitment by somebody senior in the company regarding these t-shirts. It's shocking, as you say, if you look at the timeline of the posters that he puts up, of the racist images that he puts up, of the Islamophobic comments that he passes, as well as the anti-Palestinian messaging that he has on his social media.
Yes, because if you look at that clip that was doing the rounds on social media last night, it almost seemed like he was the manager.
And that's what's concerning, is that instead of Virgin Active standing up for my right and my right of being at that gym, they seem to be taking the position of the Israeli supporters and Israeli advocates and the Israeli lobby at the gym.
Now, also, Mohammed, this morning I'm seeing some comment by various people who are outraged, and someone is suggesting that a person by the name of Simon Susan, who is the chairperson of Woolworths, is also the chairperson of Virgin Active Board of Directors. Do you know anything of that?
We were recently made aware of that, and to keep and to investigate any sort of connection and to see whether Simon Sussman or the Woolworths company was trying to use the Virgin Active space to try to score points for the Boycott Woolworths campaign, because we know that attention is going to be gathering as Pharrell Williams is coming into the country. That is something that's very concerning. If Sussman had been at the head of this entire issue, or at least had given a nod on this issue. But we are going to be lodging a complaint to the South African Human Rights Commission, but also exploring legal avenues via the Equality Court to try to get to the bottom of this, because it is quite a clear-cut issue, and we are on the winning side of this argument and of this debate.
I was looking at some of the responses last night after this incident was reported on social media. The majority, overwhelming majority, even many non-Muslims condemning this kind of behavior. But there were some arguing that, look, at the end of the day, it's private property and they have the right of admission. What's your thought on that? And is there anything in the contract that Virgin Active Gym Goers sign that talk about a non-political T-shirt policy?
I get very upset when I see the IDF T-shirts at the gym. Unfortunately, that is the right of this person to be wearing the T-shirt of the Israeli Defense Forces, which is known to be committing mass murder against the Palestinian people. But we live in a constitutional democracy. Virgin Active doesn't have any policy. That's why they couldn't provide me anything in writing. And they'll have to develop policy to ban T-shirts. And it'll be very interesting to see what sort of T-shirts they begin to ban. If I were to wear a T-shirt that says Boycott Apartheid Palestine, will that be okay because their supporters and their backers are okay with that? Or is it a principal issue that Virgin Active is trying to play out? It definitely doesn't seem to be a principal issue. And I think that is why we have a lot of support for this, because it's quite clearly a freedom of expression issue for most people.
Could all of this become a real PR nightmare for Virgin Active? Are you expecting many people to visit Virgin Active gyms throughout the province and country today wearing BDS and anti-apartheid Israel T-shirts?
It's already become a PR nightmare for the company. Last night, the company was trending on social media for all the wrong reasons, for racism, for suppression of expression, for Howard Pages being one of their brand managers, unofficially, of course. Mm. And so I do think that many people, from the comments that one sees in social media, and I think it's encouraging that people are quite upset about this issue, quite offended, and that they've undertaken to wear their Palestinian solidarity support openly and unapologetically. This should be well and this should be encouraged.
Muhammad, jazakallah for your time. Much appreciated.
Jazakallah so much.
And all the best. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. That was Muhammad Desai of BDS. There you have it. He goes with his BDS T-shirt to the gym and he gets a call saying, no, you're not allowed to wear it. If you look at that clip on social media yesterday, Howard Page is acting as if he's the manager. I genuinely thought he was the manager when I saw it last night. And when I looked at his timeline, I said, wow, look at this manager. The comments, the anti-Muslim comments, I cannot even say it on air, the kind of derogatory language. But it turns out he's not the manager, but he was given a commitment, it seems, that no BDS T-shirts would be allowed. They talk that a man by the name of Simon Sussman is the chairperson of the board of directors of Woolworths and the chairperson of the board of directors of Virgin Active, but that is yet to be authenticated. And it goes high up because he got a call after initially being told yesterday that he mustn't come with his BDS T-shirt. Then when he said, I will come, the regional manager called him and told him he won't be allowed in any of the Virgin Active gyms. And I'm seeing here already on social media many people saying, when we go to the gym, we're going with a BDS T-shirt. Really, even if Virgin Active were not happy about this, the way they went about it, they've created a huge problem for themselves.